Clark's Hard Corner with today. So meet me at Clark and Addison. I can guarantee you're going to have some fun.
It's a download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Coffin. It's time for Picnic. This, of course, is our weekly segment where we are destined to give every member of the 2016 Chicago Cubs a real, authentic, legitimate nickname because they deserve it. This is a team of destiny. We all know it. And so they don't want to go into infamy with shortened last names. Could you imagine? Like, remember that 2016 Cubs team? They did it with guys like Bry, Riz.
No, that's unacceptable.
Airy. Yeah, right? And they do that. And I will not accept the sort of the jock way of doing nicknames where they're like, you know, K. Bry.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Aunt Riz. Mm-hmm. Where they just take their names and they put them together. Mm-hmm. That's the worst.
Yeah. Lazy.
It's lazy. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're trying to avoid here on the download is being lazy when we put these players up on a pedestal.
You got it.
312-981-7200. Tonight, we give nicknames to two of the newest Cubs, Albert Elmora Jr. and Wilson Contreras. Albert Elmora Jr. and Wilson Contreras. And we've got prizes.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're excited about this. So we've got prizes. We'll, why don't we go ahead and give away the bakery sampler tonight. We'll give away the bakery sampler, and we'll also give away. Can we give away a MyPillow, or is that just the one from last night? Can't
yeah,
do that.
Yep.
Can't do that. That's gone. The MyPillow is already picking up the deer chunks. And we got the tickets to the show. So we got tickets to the show, and we got the bakery sampler tonight for the people who can give Albert Elmora Jr. a nickname and Wilson Contreras. 312-981-7200. Our judge, as is every week, Esmeralda Leon. Esmeralda, how are you?
I'm good.
So you excited about the possibilities of an Albert Elmora Jr. and a Wilson Contreras?
They have very difficult names
right.
to say, I think. Three name names are a bit much. So
what do
I'm
you,
excited to see what people come up with.
What do you
with.
Know about them?
Nothing. Nothing at all.
It's the beauty of it.
So I can't wait to learn.
Yeah, right?
I'm going to learn.
All right. So tonight we will bring some knowledge. What do you know, Pete? What should we know? Why don't we start with you? The calls are coming in. 312-981-7200. Pete, what do we need to know about Albert Elmora Jr.?
Well, these players, Albert Elmora Jr. and Wilson Contreras, are highly touted prospects in the Cubs system. They were top draft picks, guys that Albert Elmora actually was probably expected to make the team last year and kind of struggled a bit. Now he's back up this year. And Wilson Contreras just kind of came out of nowhere and took the minor leagues over by storm, was killing it this year, and then they brought him up.
Now, both of these guys are up because of injuries. Kyle Schwarber, of course, Dexter Fowler, others too. I mean, there's been the three outfielders, Jorge Soler.
I think Soler just went back to Cuba. He's watching these guys like, I'm never going to get back in here.
Did we do Jorge Soler yet?
No.
We'll get to him when he comes back. But you got to be, you know, he's on the DL. So, okay. So 312-981-7200, the numbers. You just heard a little bit of that. Let's go to the text and see what we got here. 630. We'll start with 630 for Albert Elmora Jr., Whopper Jr. That's pretty good. It's a strong start. Did you hear that one, Pete? Whopper Jr. for Albert Elmora Jr. I love the Whopper Jr. too.
All right.
So that really works for me.
One of the things about Wilson Contreras, I know I'm kind of bouncing around, but which I didn't realize until I was watching a game, he spells his name with two L's, mm-hmm. not like the tennis ball, or
right.
you know Tom Hanks's buddy from
right.
The Castaway. It's Will Son,
W I L L S O N, Will Son.
Take that for what it's worth.
On the Wilson side, 734 says Sweet Peppers Wilson.
Sweet Peppers. I like that kind of.
I just like that nickname, right? Sweet Peppers. I don't know if that has anything to do at all with, but the idea of, you know, the sweet or hot and Italian beef, and maybe there's some Chicago in there to call them Sweet Peppers. Good hit, Sweet Peppers. For Albert Elmora Jr., we get 779, says, Samora. You know, Albert Elmora, Samora. Give us Samora. Maybe. Oh, I love this one, Pete. Ready? 224. Al Cool J.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a good one. The Wilson Contreras, who you can, he's on Twitter at some weird NOSLIW19. I'm not sure exactly what that is. That like his name backwards, perhaps, like an Oprah thing? Mm. But his Instagram and Snapchat are Willie Casino.
Oh, interesting.
Willie Casino.
Hmm. A lot of people have called in already and texted in the, we talked about this a little bit earlier, Wilco for Wilson Contreras. But that goes against what we're talking about. It's a little lazy. I get the concept that it's the band name. The band name is Chicago. He's a Chicago Cub. It's easy in this case, but it still does play on that kind of lazy nickname. Mm-hmm. Wilco. Wilson Contreras. Wilco. I don't know. I'm not sure I like it. 630 for Albert Elmora, double A. Now, that's another one that's real close to being lazy, but I like it.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, and the other one is Energizer. All right, well, let's take a break. 312-981-7200. Keep them coming. There's some great stuff in here. 312-981-7200. Playing Picnic for Albert Elmora Jr. and Wilson Contreras. Stay with us.
Listen up here with the Cubbies.
Cubbies.
Play at Wrigley Field, feel the cool breeze.
Cool breeze.
And now it's time to win a title. I'm going to tell you why. Yeah. Chicago fans think it's vital.
About time.
They deserve a fan base like us.
Huh? Represent the bleacher bums like us.
Yeah.
Win or lose, pay our dues, and refuse to lose hope.
Stop blaming Bachman for being a dope.
Big dope.
Putting all my faith in Theo Epstein.
It's a good one, man. Beats by Zim. Nothing like taking a song that is routinely disliked and doing a parody of it. There you go. A little parody song here on the download. 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. We're playing Picnic. We're giving the 2016 Chicago Cubs legitimate real nicknames as they charge into the record books. Tonight, Albert Elmora Jr. and Wilson Contreras. Those are our two choices tonight.
Remember what I was going to say about Albert Elmora, and this item may or may not affect your opinion of or, you know, ideas for his nickname, but he has a really bad haircut. He has, like, it's sort of...
What's bad about it?
It's like, it's kind of like a, I don't know, it's like really short on the top, but then it's like shaved on the side. So it almost kind of looks like a mohawk, but it's like a really bad, I mean, it's like flat on the top, but it's like kind of shaved on the side. And I don't, it's like a poor mohawk.
Poor mohawk.
Yeah.
Mohawk, Albert Elmora.
Mohawk.
Mohawk.
Kind of like that, actually.
Yeah, that's not bad. I'm putting that one down. Okay, let's go to Jane. Jane, what do you got? You got one for Wilson Contreras.
Yes, I do. I think he should be called Whirlwind Wilson Contreras.
Oh, I like that. I like Whirlwind.
I do, too.
Thanks, Jane. That's great. Good
You're
choice.
Welcome.
That's
like
good. It. That's good. I like that one. 708 says Wilson Contreras should have the nickname Castaway.
Oh, yeah.
Just like you referenced, Jane.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Castaway. But, you know, the problem with that is it's great. But it also, like, if you're in the audience or you're in the stadium and you're like, come on, Castaway. You're like, is he Castaway? Why is he Castaway? Like, what? It would take a while. Because of Wilson, the ball. You're like, yeah, all right.
Yeah. Anytime you have to explain too much.
Yeah. 262, the barber of Shyville. For Albert Elmora and his weird haircut. I like that. 708 says W.C. Fields. and higher power.
I like W.C. Field for Wilson yeah. Contreras. Yeah, yeah, I kind of like that.
That would go more into the old school kind of nicknames. You're like, come on, W.C. Fields. Let's get a hit. Let's get a single. All right. Let's see here. For Albert Elmora, 708 says ammo. That's not bad. I like ammo. It was kind of like an ammo kind of thing. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. 773 says, I know it can be considered a lazy nickname, but how about more for Albert Elmora? It's not bad. Come on, more. But didn't really like that's his name. That's the problem is there are athletes with more, M-O-O-R-E.
Mm-hmm.
So you'd be confused. Like, was more up? Hmm.
Well, Contreras play. He's been, you know, he came up. He was going to be a catcher while Miguel Montero was on the DL. But then, as it turns out, he's played first base.
He can do it all.
He's played left field. He's a versatile player. I think actually catcher was not his original position. I believe he was an outfielder or third baseman or something like that. So yeah, he can play. A number of different positions.
I've got a couple of these. How about this from our crew, but this Slick Willie for Wilson Contreras.
Slick Willie.
Go ahead.
No, I don't know. It sounds like...
Sounds like you did something wrong.
Did something wrong, yeah.
These are so funny, man. We're great listeners. 847, Wilson Contreras should be called Handyman because he can do it all.
Yeah. Kind of like that.
I think you should call him Candyman, just because that's a cool nickname. It has nothing to do with him.
Well,
and it's the guy who sang the song "Knockin' the Boots."
I'm gonna
that was Candyman.
I'm gonna toss this out for later use, and I know we're not doing it, but Anthony Rizzo. One of the things that you learn from the video board is that he eats tons of ice cream.
Come on.
So we've been calling him the ice cream man.
Really? That's what they're like. And Anthony Rizzo loves ice cream. Yeah. Eats a ton of it. Come on, Cubs. Talk about lazy. At least throw a flavor in there. Like, I'd love to be the research people who are interviewing Anthony Rizzo. Like, so you, what do you like? I like ice cream. Okay, so which kind? All kinds. I eat a ton of it. All right, let me write that down.
They're new to the video board technology.
That's
true. Give them a few years and we'll get the hang of it.
In 10 years, they'll be like, oh, we got this down. We know how to do trivia on a video board. Right now, they're like, what do we do? What do we punch? Too much information. 779 says, au contraire for Wilson Contreras.
Contraire. I don't know. Yeah, it's tough to.
I like this one. 312, Albert Midnight Hour Elmora. In the midnight hour, we want Elmore, Mora. That's how they wrote it. That's great. Midnight Hour. See, that's good stuff, right? Don't you think it's good stuff?
Well, Albert Elmora, I'm going to the Rob Martyr.
Mm-hmm.
Rob Martyr.
Yeah, Rob, we're missing Rob this week.
He attended Mater Academy Charter School in Florida.
Okay.
I'm not sure what their nickname was, but I know that was something. But he won the USA Baseball Richard W. Dick Case Player of the Year Award.
Dick Case.
Dick Case.
Or like D-C-A-S-E? Or like the name Dick Case.
Richard
Case.
Dick Case Award.
It's a highly coveted award. All right, so there you go. He won an award. He
played for the Kane County Cougars for a while.
He did. Oh, okay.
Cougar?
That could work.
Played for the Tennessee Smokies.
312 likes for Albert Elmora. How about Alamo? Remember the Alamo when he gets sent back down? That could work. I got some good ones here. I'm going to save the ones that are coming in from the Cubs fan jam from both Tommy and from Klein.
Oh, nice.
Klein's all over it. Klein sent me about 50 text for both guys. Yeah. It's getting absurd now. I'll give you a hint of one of the ones. Feared Al Krankovic for Albert Elmora. This is where I think he's just trying to get my attention, like I haven't responded to a couple texts. So they come in and you're like, all right, now I don't know what that is.
I think there was, I forget who were we doing, last week or a couple of weeks ago, maybe Chris Bryant, and like Klein's buddies were calling. And they were, I mean, they would come up with these, like, it was totally bizarre. Right. And I would say, like, I don't get it. What does it have to do? He's like, what do you mean, what does it have to do with? It doesn't have to do with anything. It's just a good nickname. You know, they're like, yelling at me. I'm like, okay.
Wow, getting real, touched the nerve. Yeah. 779, S'mores for Albert Elmora.
S'mores.
Yeah.
Who doesn't like s'mores?
Yeah, I mean, it's good.
S'mores are great.
Okay, I'm going to go down. I got a ton here. Albert Elmora is one of the best outfielders Rizzo's ever seen. How about we call him Albert the Trap?
The Trap? Like, he can catch everything?
Yeah,
the Trap? Yeah.
I think so. Did I do this one yet? 815 says, how about calling Elmora Alkaline?
Alkaline?
That's pretty good.
Like battery? Yeah.
Wilson, how about Goodwill Hunting? I'm writing it down. I like that one. All right. Keep going. I got a whole bunch here. Hold on. Elmora, how about 708 says the AM kid. He wakes you up. 779, O'Contra. Like Iran Contra. Okay. Maybe that would work. 847, the Count. Wilson, the Count Contreras. Now, that's not a bad one. I like that. Because he's a catcher. He's a guy who does the count, you know, like 2-1, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I like the count. Yeah, like he could, and that opens up the door for so many opportunities locally for commercials. He could wear like a cape. He could be like the count. Hey, it's Wilson, the Count Contreras.
And we've discussed this in previous ones where, you know, if the Cubs are playing October around Halloween time.
So many things you can do.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't you like to take a bite out of this low APR? There's so many things you could do. I mean, I'm not Wilson Contreras' agent, but...
You two are not right.
If he took the count, there might be something there, right? That's a good nickname. That's a good one. All right, 312-981-7200. We're playing Picnic tonight. Albert Elmora Jr. and Wilson Contreras. We got some good stuff and coming up much, much more. So stay with us.
In 1908, I heard the Cubs were great. That's the last time they say they had gone all the way. Look fly again in 1945. A goat was told no that the Tigers ate him alive. Now some they blame that goat, but with me that just don't float. Cause the Cubs are gonna do.
The best part about this is that song was written in like 2008. This is the year. This is the year. Lou Piniella. It's the download here. WGN Radio. I'm Justin Coffin. 312-981-7200. We're playing Picnic tonight. This, of course, is our weekly segment where we are trying to give every single member of the 2016 Chicago Cubs, that's players, coaches, equipment manager, whatever, part of the Cubs. We'll get to Theo at some point. We want to give him a legitimate, real, authentic nickname. It can't just be one of these sort of bro nicknames. Okay, Bri, good job, Riz. Right? Can't do that. Jay Lest? Doesn't sound good. So we're trying to give them some creativity. Let you here at WGN Radio be the choice. Crowdsource these. Esmeralda is going to judge them coming up here in a little bit of time. We got some great stuff tonight. 312-981-7200. We're doing Albert Elmora Jr. and Wilson Contreras. Joan, you got one for Wilson Contreras. What do you got?
Hello.
Hello, you there? What do you got? You got a... Go ahead.
Contreras, the Iron Man. He can play any place.
Oh, that's good. The Iron Man.
Uh-huh.
All right.
He can do anything.
I like it. Thanks, Joan. Thank you for that. He can do anything. Although, you know, to be fair, as a comic book guy myself, Captain America got the best of him at, you know, I don't want to give it away in Civil War, but he can do some things, not all things. You know, if that suit goes out, I don't want to get technical, but if there's a power issue, you know, Iron Man can't do everything. Just Cap just seems to do more with limited powers. Not aided by technology. All right, that's enough. 312-981-7200. All right, 312 says Magnum for Wilson Contreras. I don't know what that... I think someone's like...
I think I get it.
Yeah. 630 says Jake the Snake Arrieta. We're not doing Arrieta tonight. Thanks, Duke. Thanks for that. Just doing Almora and Contreras.
It's a good one, though. We'll keep that in mind.
Yeah, that is good. Okay. I see. 312 was I was reading from the wrong way on the text. It's a condom joke. Wilson Contreras. So we'll just leave it at that. He's got a condom thing. I'm not going to get into it. All right, let's see. Contreras, Con Air. I guess it's good, right? 708 says Con Air. 262 for Wilson Contreras. Slice bread as the best thing since sliced bread. That's a tough one. I mean,
putting a lot of pressure on these youngsters.
Yeah, and you're also, I mean, you have to think about it on when you're going to use the nickname. And a lot of times it's going to be shouting it from your seats at Wrigley, right? So you're going to be like, come on, slice bread. I'm just not sure that one would work, right?
Yeah.
See, 219 comes back to one that I think is going to be a finalist for Albert Almora, double A. There's a little meaning there. You know, the fact that he's double A, Albert Almora, we get that. But he's also from the minors, so maybe double A. I don't know. I think this is from Craig Collins, who's like, great topic. Cap is impressive for sure. Expert fighter and military genius. Iron Man is more like tinfoil man. Burn. All right, let's go to some of the ones that were sent in by the Cubs fan jam. Here's the ones that were sent in from Klein, from Matt Klein. Hustle Wilson. Mowin' Wilson for mowing down base runners. The catcher in the shy.
I like that, a catcher in the shy. Again, though.
Come on, catcher in the shy. Let's go, catcher in the shy.
It's good, though.
But, you know, you got to go one more step. You know, J.D. Salinger. You know.
Oh, yeah, take it up a notch.
Is there a way to...
Holden Caulfield.
Hold him.
Oh,
we're on to something, man. We're close. If I had, like... We need 2 weeks to workshop that, but we're close. Catcher in the shy.
Catcher in the shy.
Benedict Lumbercatch. I think he's just trying to get my attention. Good Throw Wilson, like Woodrow Wilson. Bad Albert. Or Albert Amora. Here we go. Double A. That's Amora. That's good. Kid A. Junior Say Wow. Feared Al Krankovich, which we said before.
Kid A. You don't like that one? I mean, Radiohead. You think of Radiohead, I guess.
Yeah.
Or I do.
Okay, we did Slick Willie, right?
1 minute ago, Wilson Contreras tweeted hashtag Bugs Bunny.
That's all he did?
With a crying emoji, a sunglasses emoji, a peace emoji, and a weightlift emoji. What does that mean? Let's unpack that.
It means he loves Picnic. I think that's what it means. All right, 312-981-7200. 847 says Visa for Almora. Everywhere you want him to be. It's close. It's not. It's everywhere you want to be. Right?
Visa.
I don't know about that one. Maybe. Maybe not. What else do we know about Wilson Contreras? I mean, we went through Almora. He was Florida kid, went to charter school there. He won the
Dick Chase
Award.
Wilson's from Venezuela.
Okay.
And he is a catcher primarily now, but also has played a number of positions through the course of his minor league career. And now up in the big leagues, he was a top prospect, one of the top 50 prospects for the season. Not sure.
And he spells his name with two L's.
Two L. His middle name is Eduardo. Will W E C W E
Wilson Eduardo Contreras.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a catcher for the Cubs, but he also can play a bunch of different positions. They're mm-hmm. trying him out, right? It's not that he can play; it's just Joe Maddon will play anybody anywhere.
Yeah,
wasn't he in the outfield and they didn't really know what he was doing? Or is just flashbacks to Kyle Schwarber?
Yeah, I mean, I think he's okay.
Okay,
you know, he's adequate. He's no Travis Wood out there, or Pedro Strop, but
right. We need to get Travis Wood up next week, just because he's becoming a hot commodity now that he's playing the outfield too.
He asked to play shortstop, I guess.
Did he?
And Jake Arrieta was mad that he didn't pinch hit in yesterday's ballgame.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Let's see. 262 says, "Howdy neighbor," a home improvement reference for Wilson Contreras.
Oh,
in that show, remember he'd say "Howdy neighbor," and it was a guy named Wilson.
You remember that Wilson Contreras, he hit a home run in his very first major league at bat.
He did. They all do, though. That's not even a thing anymore in Chicago, is
it? For the Cubs.
Yeah, it's like every time they come up, the new guy hits a home run. You're like, okay. Albert Al Gore Jr.? Seems like a... or you could just call him climate change. Are any of these floating your boat, Esmeralda?
Mm.
No? You step it
no,
up?
No, there was one in the beginning. Oh, what was it? But by the way, that double A one, all I keep thinking, I just want to go MCO.
Right.
Because of the AMCO.
Right.
There was one.
There was
I
one
liked.
Early on. I know exactly which one. I'm not going to say it again because I want it to be a surprise.
Oh, okay.
Because I circled it when it came in. So I think we're on the same page. All right, so let's take a break. We'll come back and we'll do another 5 or so minutes. We'll take your calls and texts, and then we're going to have to pick a winner, right? 312-981-7200. We're picking nicknames for Albert Almora Jr. and Wilson Contreras. If you win, you get a prize. Stay with us. There you go. 312-981-7200. We're playing Picnic tonight. Albert Almora Jr. and Wilson Contreras. That's who we're trying to assign real, legitimate, authentic crowdsource nicknames to. Two members of the Chicago Cubs, the 2016 Chicago Cubs, the new guys. Here's a good one for Wilson Contreras. Chili Willy. I don't know. There hasn't been enough play off of Willy. Like, you know, like a free Willie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Willie's such a good sort of name.
Yeah.
We don't see enough Willies anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Wet Willie. I mean, he's not wet. I don't know what the name.
Willie.
There's got to be a Willie, right?
Cat Willie. Cat free Willie.
Yeah, something in there. 219 says Nelson.
Oh, Willie Nelson, yeah.
There you go. So that could be it. 708, the Energizer. There you go. 708 says the Energizer. 949 says Wilson Contreras. Seven 773 says for Wilson Eduardo Contreras, how about a play in Wile E. Coyote?
Wiley, yeah, I like
that's
that.
Not bad.
Yeah.
I like that one a lot. We might have a late contender here, Wiley Coyote, but he's not really like kind of sneaky, right? That's kind of the Wile E. Coyote thing. And he always loses Coyote. Right?
Yeah.
Ba-da-da-da-da, that's all contrast. I don't know. I invented the internet, Elmora. That was based on the... Cats Are in the Shy could be shortened to Cats. We just call them Cats. I don't know. 2-2 Force is Willy Conka. Uh, 312 says Esmeralda will love this one. Wilson the Volleyball Contreras. That should count for some of this person is this person says that should count for something. The rest of y'all are so lame.
we've talked about the Castaway.
Yeah, we did Wilson and Castaway. And I love that the confidence, the bravado to be like, Esmeralda's gonna love this one, volleyball.
It's like done.
The rest of you, you all lame. That's how I think he texted it. Willcat for 630. Willcat for Contreras.
Okay, yeah. I mean, that's something you could get behind. Let's go, Willcat. Let's do it.
He's a catcher, Contreras.
Yeah, he got hit in the private parts yesterday or today. I can't remember.
So maybe there is something with Willie.
We can work
somewhere.
And he you know, like how catchers usually just kind of, they just kind of like stay by the plate and shake it off. He ran to like shortstop after he got hit. It was hilarious.
Willie, see you in the Hall of Fame, Contreras. The hatchet. I don't know why the Contreras gets the hatchet.
Hatchet?
I don't know. Sometimes I think they're just like, well, there's some... It's the classic nickname, right?
It sounds good.
Yeah. 312-981-7200. All right, so... All right, I'm going to... Let me just quickly... I'm going to circle the ones that I'm going to pick, and then we're going to look at them. And then we will throw them up to Esmeralda. How about that?
Let's do it.
All right. There, I got six on Albert Elmora.
I like this one, this Carl Wilson Leather.
Oh, yeah. After leather and sporting goods, Carl Elmora Little. So we can say a little more Elmora. I don't know what that is.
You really do have to remember that you're going to be at, like, because when we, you know, you were at the game,
yeah,
and you were, you know, you were calling Dexter free range,
right?
You know, it's got to come off the tongue,
yeah, exactly. So some of these, but I mean, there's some that we did that were,
because I like that's Elmora, you know, that's funny, but you know, that I don't know if that's a true nick. That's something you could cheer, but that's not a true nickname,
right? All right, I got him. You ready? Okay, here we go. All right, this is just for you and me, Pete, and then we'll throw the best three to Esmeralda. All right, here we go. Why don't we start with Albert Elmora Jr.? Whopper Jr., Energizer, Ammo, Alkaline, Midnight Hour, or Al Cool J? So which ones do we not like? There's a lot of Alkaline and Energizer are the same. So we get rid of Energizer. That seems like to be like something that always gets thrown out in nicknames, right?
Yeah.
So let's get rid of that, because you're not going to call him the Energizer. I do like Alkaline.
Yeah, Alkaline's good.
Midnight Hour comes with the whole, Midnight Hour, Elmore, Aura. So that could be a chant that people could do, like if they were like, if he ever got a left field crew.
Yeah.
He could do that chant. I don't know if he's at the point where he's ever going to get left.
More. Yeah.
And I forgot Weird Al Krankovic. I will just give that one out. That was just for Klein, but that's a good one. Okay, so.
So what do we have now?
So let's do, let's get rid of Ammo. Do we like Alkaline or Double A? I think we got to go Double A, right?
Let's go Double A.
Okay. So it looks like I've got LL Cool J. That's pretty good. Whopper Jr.
You sure you want to run with Double A?
Double A? You don't like it?
Like in Double A Ball?
Yeah, that is true, but there is something that he's... I don't want to be a jerk about it, but he's going to be back in Double A pretty soon, right?
I don't know.
He may stay up.
Who knows?
He's doing pretty well.
All right, so I think I got enough there. Okay. On the other side, Wilson Contreras, we got Sweet Peppers. I think that's great. Wilco, Whirlwind, The Count, Wile E. Coyote, Wonka, and Catcher in the Shy.
Catcher in the Shy, like, I, you know, yeah, I like all these. I like, you know, like a couple of weeks ago, I liked, you know, like Beef Stroopwafel. But, you know, it's like you can't say it. You gotta think about the usage at a game.
Right. And, I mean, it's one thing to entertain these sections right around you.
Mm-hmm.
But if we're talking about like a chant, Catcher in the Shy, Catcher in the Shy, it doesn't work. But if you said Catcher in the Shy, and it's like, what's that? Hey, man, he's just like Catcher in the Rye. It's like, and everyone's like, that's great, man. It's real great. You're really good with these nicknames, man. That's my guy who hangs out at Wrigley.
What about just Willie C?
Yeah.
Willie.
Let's try these. Okay, so we'll do Sweet Peppers. We'll do Wilco, even though I'm against that just because of the idea. It's just putting two words together. Whirlwind and The Count. Sound good?
Yeah, those are good. Those
All right.
Strong.
Esmeralda, you have been in the soundproof chamber for... Oh, did we not do that?
I just stopped thinking about things. It's my soundproof chamber.
You got your own soundproof chamber. All right, so for Albert Elmora Jr., we've got Whopper Jr., LL Cool J, Double A, or the Midnight Hour. And for the Midnight Hour, which I give a lot of credit to the person who, it's the Midnight Hour. We yell out more. Right? Isn't that did I get it right? That's pretty good.
I think that one's best. Someone needs to just do a parody song.
Right.
For him, for that one.
And then Zimmerman will play it.
Yeah. I'm going to go with Whopper Jr.
Whopper Jr.
Because then they can they do a little cross promotion thing with Burger King?
They probably could. Although I've never seen Burger King do any baseball stuff. But why not, right?
Well, now's the
They're
chance.
In. Now's your chance. Whopper Jr. for Albert Elmora Jr. I like it. All right, let's do Wilson Contreras. We've got Sweet Peppers. I don't know where that comes from at all. Wilco, which is just combining his name. Whirlwind, which I believe Jane called in on that one. The Count. And then we got rid of Catcher in the Shy, which I think is really good, but... So The Count, Whirlwind, Wilco, Sweet Peppers. What do we like?
Wait, what was the Sweet Peppers?
Someone did Sweet Peppers. Yeah. I kind of like it only because it's Chicago food. And you're like, yeah, Sweet Peppers.
I know. And I like the sound of it if someone yells that.
Yeah, right?
Just like, yeah, Sweet Peppers.
Sweet Peppers?
Like the... I would have to go with Sweet Peppers.
Sweet Peppers.
It makes no sense.
There we go. Wilson Contreras is now Sweet Peppers, and Albert Elmora is Whopper Jr. A food-based night tonight, but that's good. And Pete, real quick, why don't we run down what we have so far so we can add Albert Elmora Jr. and Wilson Contreras to the list of players that have new nicknames from the series Picnic here on the download.
Dexter Fowler,
mm-hmm.
Free Range.
Great.
Russ Grimm, the Grim Reaper.
Was it Russ Grimm? Is that his name? Russ Grimm?
Did I say Russ Grimm?
Yeah, it's Justin Grimm.
Grim Reaper.
Right.
But then there's
Harvest. It's Harvest Time. You got to say the whole thing.
It's hard. Kyle Hendricks, the Calculator. Javi Baez, Babyface.
Oh, yeah.
Hector Rondon, Hectoro.
Good.
Tommy La Stella, Tommy Gunn. Pedro Strop, White Castle. Addison Russell, Smooth Criminal.
That's a good one.
Ben Zobrist, Zorro. Chris Bryant, Roy.
Right.
And today's Wilson Contreras is Sweet Peppers. And Albert Elmora Jr. is Whopper Jr.
I love it. I think, look at this. We've got a team. We know what we need to do. And for the winner tonight, for the two winners, you're going to get Sweet Alley's gluten-free bakery sampler featuring a variety of sweet and savory treats from Chicagoland's only dedicated and certified gluten-free bakery. Visit them online at sweetalis.com. And also a pair of tickets to My Son the Waiter, a Jewish tragedy playing at the North Shore Center for the Performing Arts from July 7th to August 7th. It's 90 minutes of nonstop laughter about the story of one man's lengthy struggle to make it as an actor in New York, starring Brad Zimmerman. Get tickets by phone at 847-673-6300 or online at NorthShoreCenter.org. We should put together an outing where all the winners should go out and we should just have like a nickname party, like maybe we get a rooftop or something, right?
Yeah.
That would be really fun. And we just shout out all the nicknames. We all have to wear like made T-shirts. Anyway. All right, so that's Picnic Tonight. Two new people have been given nicknames for the Chicago Cubs. We'll continue this next Wednesday.